Again.
Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
I'll make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face off.
Ooh, thank you, pre-recorded Rocco. It's 8:30, it's Friday, it's Jason and Alexis in the morning, and it is time for our weekly Trivia Face-Off, powered by Trivia Mafia. This morning, Jason and Alexis are facing off against My Talk's very own Drive Time Divas, Lori and Julia, woo! In a fierce competition on to see how much these guys know about divas, music divas.
Yeah.
All right, welcome, Lori and Julia.
Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
I told the Alexis and Holly your names post-retirement, and we are ready to start calling you hosts emeritus the moment you retire. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, let's set the table for the game here. There are 10 questions in our weekly trivia face-off. Each team has 3 questions, the first segment, then 2 in the second. We'll be alternating questions between teams. So I'm going to ask Jason and Alexis their question first, then move on to Lo J. Teams have 20 seconds to submit their answer. Your 20 seconds begins after I ask the question in full. And guys, everyone here, remember to say final answer to submit your answer. Now, if you don't submit an answer before your 20 seconds is up, or if you answer incorrectly, the opposing team can steal the question and you have 10 seconds for the steal. You get the steal right, you get the point. And the team with the most points at the end of the game wins!
Woo!
Now, I did say, Lori and Julia, that this is your genre. This is music divas. How are you feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Hey.
Yeah. Julie, you guys are so good at this. Yeah. Lex and I are pretty terrified.
A little scared, yeah.
Yeah, a little scared.
Really? You guys know you're divas?
I think so, too. Yeah, no, but you guys go to every concert imaginable. So, you guys are music lovers times 50. So,
yeah. It's going to be a fierce one today. Let's get going. Jason and Alexis, we're going to kick off the game with your first question, and the timer will begin after I have read it in full. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Woo!
In 2009, the best-selling Canadian musical artist of all time helped raise funds to assist the last surviving passenger on the Titanic. Name that singer.
Celine?
Yes.
2009 Canadian? Okay.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
Final answer.
It's Celine Dion.
Yes,
Jason and Alexis.
Ooh, that was a little harder for a first one, but okay.
Oh, really? That was so easy. I got it.
Well, Lori and Julia both had it in secured. All right. Well, Lori and Julia, here is your first divas question. Let's see if you can get this right. Who tried and ultimately failed to trademark the term Queen of Christmas in 2022?
Mariah Carey.
Julia, do you know? Final answer, Mariah Carey.
Julia came in and then Lori confirmed, and it is Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas.
Yeah, Julia, that was, that was a good
one. I know, you guys, everyone would have got that one.
Yeah.
Oh, now, reminder, Julia, that these questions increase in difficulty as we move along.
Oh, okay.
In the game. Well, let's give Jason and Alexis their second question.
Okay.
And see if they can get this right. Another question about divas. Here's a quote. While he talked to me, he looked at my face, a rare thing for me. That's how what recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee describes meeting her future husband outside the wishy-washy laundromat in Nashville.
Recently inducted.
Oh, Dolly Parton.
Okay, final answer.
Yes!
Oh, Dolly Parton meeting her husband Carl outside the wishy-washy.
The wishy-washy.
No.
I love Southern business names. You know, it's always something like a Piggly Wiggly, wishy-washy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love at the Wishy Washy.
Yeah. that should be a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Say, is that a book that could be? Is that going to be in your book club, Lori and Julia, very soon?
I don't know.
All right.
No.
Lori and Julia, are you ready for your next question?
Ready.
Yes.
Here you go. On the song Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z raps, quote, cruising down 8th Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Who is he talking about?
Final answer, Julia, do you know?
Beyonce, no.
Beyonce. Beyonce, final answer.
Beyonce knows Jay-Z's wife.
We are just powering through these, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, we're all so good.
I know.
Now, a reminder, if this game is tied when we're all done with questions, we go into a numerical tiebreaker. The way that works is that each team will have an opportunity to guess that number, and the team that is closest to it, either over or under, will win the game. But we haven't gotten to that point yet.
All right.
Jason Alexis, here is your last Diva question of the first half of our weekly trivia face-off.
Okay.
LaDonna Adrian Gaines was the first artist to have 4 number one singles within a 12-month period, which she did in 1978 and 1979. What is her stage name?
Oh, no. 78 and 79.
LaDonna?
LaDonna Adrian Gaines.
Is it Donna Summer?
Ooh, that's a good one. She is this musical diva.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that,
Donna
Jace.
Summer. Final answer.
Yes!
Good job.
Good for you. That was a hard one.
That's a hard one. I was just thinking of her era and Studio 54, and Studio 54 was around in 79. Okay, yeah.
And hello, LaDonna. LaDonna.
Thank you, Lori. LaDonna, thank you. Throwing shade. Thank you.
We'll get there eventually.
I gotta give you shade.
I know, girl. I know.
Lori and Julia, are you ready for your last Diva question?
Yeah.
Here you go. The 1990 album I'm Breathless was technically a soundtrack to Dick Tracy. Even though just 3 of its songs were featured in the movie, it became a double platinum hit for what singer and actor?
Julia, we know this one. We just saw her.
Okay,
final answer, Madonna.
I thought so too.
Lori and Julia think Madonna, final answer, and they are right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Madonna. Yes.
Vogue was on that soundtrack.
That's right. And then it was a lot of Stephen Sondheim songs that you're like, what the heck is going on here? I thought we were going to the club.
Uh-huh.
Not that club. Very confusing. Oh my gosh, you guys. At the halfway point, it is tied.
Oh.
3-3.
Wow.
Oh, this is like the battle of the ages, man. Drive time to drive time.
Ooh,
I love it.
Drive time to drive time. Oh my gosh, I have a feeling that this weekly trivia face-off between Jason and Alexis and Lori and Julia about music divas is going to be a butt clencher when we get back. Who knows more about musical divas? Well, stay tuned to find out. We're going to figure that out after the break. I feel like we're going into tiebreaker mode. Mm-hmm. We don't know, but stay tuned. We'll be right back. Weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia.
Let's get back to it. Back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. What an epic battle it is this morning in this Friday's weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. Hey, Trivia Mafia is a rootinest, tootinest, best darn trivia company in the land. Find an amazing trivia night near you at TriviaMafia.com. And if you love music trivia, check out, All Sound Rounds. It's a full night of music trivia running at select Twin Cities locations throughout the end of April. Rock on, Trivia Mafia, and rock on, Jason and Alexis, and Lori and Julia, because the game, when we went to break, is tied 3-3. This is truly an epic battle this morning. Welcome back, everyone, to the game.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
and Julia, now you'll be able to see this later on our YouTube page when we post this.
Oh, God.
I believe Julia has disappeared, and in her place is Donna Mills. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Are we sure that's her? Are we sure that's Donna Mills?
It was really me in that bar all that time ago. Yeah.
This is the real Donna Mills that's in a camera right now.
Now, Donna, I have a question for you.
Sure.
how good are you at music trivia?
Oh, I'm so good. I grew up with these ladies.
That's fantastic. And Donna, one more question for you.
Sure.
Are you going to make the trip to Minneapolis-St. Paul when Lori and Julia become our hosts emeritus in several months?
I know that Jason seems working on it right now.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Donna, for that scoop and that exclusive interview. Now it's back to the show.
Hey, Julia,
there she is.
Oh, Julia.
I've had that whole Donna Gate and two women, became a good friend. She came in with it when we were recording down at the Super Bowl. Remember the last
Yes.
Staff?
Yeah.
And they came in wearing them, and Lori and I were like peeing our pants because they came in with these Donna Mills masks. You know, it was
so
funny.
So
Lori,
good.
Sorry you couldn't see it.
Oh, well, bring those back. And I'm glad you did, Julia, but we've got to get to some trivia because this is
Let's
a tense game. 3-3 here. Jason and Alexis, Lori and Julia, we've got two more questions for each team about music divas. Jason and Alexis, here is your next question.
Okay.
Okay.
Movie analogy time. Bradley Cooper is to Kris Kristofferson as Lady Gaga is to whom?
Barbara Streisand, final answer.
Yes. Yeah. What he said.
Saying it loud, saying it bold, and it is.
Nice, Jason.
Barbara Streisand, because those were the leads in the 2018 and 1976 versions of A Star is Born. Another point for Jason and Alexis.
Woohoo!
Yeah, if Jason had missed this, we would have pulled his gay card immediately.
Lori and Julia, your next question. One woman in history has had number one singles as an individual, as half of a duet, as a third of a trio, and thanks to We Are the World, as a member of a large ensemble. Name that singer.
Ooh. Diana Ross,
Lori? Say the first part again.
She's had
Diana Ross.
Number one singles as an individual, half a duet, a third of a trio, and as a large ensemble. So name the singer.
I think it's Cher, Julia.
Was she in We Are the World?
Cher. 5 seconds.
Should we say Cher?
No.
Sorry, got to move on for the steal. For the steal.
Is it Dionne Warwick?
I think it's Diana Ross. Final answer.
It's Diana Ross.
Yes, James! Yes!
Did I Damn it. Say that?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You did
Cher
say
was never in a trio.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was,
this
Julia.
Is the problem with you in your bedroom and me in my bedroom and no screen between us.
Yeah.
I am on screen.
Yeah.
I know. I'm too lazy.
Lori.
I want right. isolated. Lori's just very succinct. Damn it.
Yeah.
I am going to play that until the end of time.
Julia, I'm sorry.
Wasn't in that video. Okay.
Yeah, Diana Ross, an individual. Diana. She was a duet. She was a member of the Supremes. And then she did sing We Are the World with a bunch of other artists. Well, hey, you know what? We got two more questions yet. And if Jason and Alexis don't get their next one, and then you get yours ones, there are possibilities here is what I'm saying.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We can do the math. It's still anybody's game. But here's Jason and Alexis's last official question in our Divas Weekly Trivia Face-Off. Whitney Houston's rendition of what song became a Billboard Hot 100 hit twice, once in 1991 and again on its re-release 10 years later?
The Star Spangled Banner because of September 11th.
Right.
Final answer.
That was almost an I gotcha.
The stars.
That was a deep cut. That was good.
The Thank Star you. Spangled wow. Banner. God, Jason geez. And Alexis have another point. Lori and Julia. Here is your last diva question. Olivia Newton-John appeared as herself in two episodes of Glee, once as a regionals judge and once to recreate a music video with Sue Sylvester for what 1981 song where they sported baby blue tracksuits?
Physical. Physical. Right, Lori?
Yes, I agree. Final answer.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Physical yep. is final answer. They recreated that video. And what I'm here to tell you right now is our winner of Weekly Trivia Face-Off is Jason and Alexis
Woo!
With 6 Whoa. Points. Lori and Julia
wow.
with 4. Woo! Down oh. to the wire. Well, congratulations Ooh. To everybody.
That was tough.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we blew it. Julia's not going to let me forget this all day.
I know.
I have it. Cher wasn't in the video We Are the World or in it. I know it. All right. If you remember. No, that's how you played you lost. I won't.
Oh,
well,
God.
You guys are apparently the morning divas.
Yes.
Oh, so yeah. Then,
you guys won. You guys won. Oh, Lori, I'm not going to let you forget it.
Well,
that was so great. Music.
Tune in to 3 for part 2 of this.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
And there'll be another epic battle between Drive Time Divas from 3 to 6 this afternoon. Well, thank you so much, Lori and Julia, for getting up early and playing this game with us. We're always happy to have you on Weekly Trivia Face-Off. We love you.
We love you, girls.
No, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys. Lori and Julia, today at 3. That's going to do it for us this week. If you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, a fantastic weekend. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk on Monday. Bye for now.